Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp here with a name you know. How could you not know her at this point? Man, she has been in the game for quite a while, but this Friday, ROH Final Battle, Hammerstein Ballroom. We got Billy Starks versus Athena, running it back with an awful lot of history. Billy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. This makes me so happy. Just to see somebody from where I'm from accomplishing the things that you're accomplishing at the age you're accomplishing it at. Like, by now, you know this is an anomaly. You know this is not the norm. Your story is not the typical story. Mm-hmm. So how do you put that in perspective when people are giving you advice and things like that? Because there's maybe one or two people that can really relate to what you've done.
Truly, it's trying to morph people's advice to make it fit who I am and what I've become and who this crazy wrestling world needs me to be.
How on the road does somebody of your age rent a car, check into a hotel? How does that work?
I've had multiple situations where people think I was handled and I wasn't. I just figured it out. But since being with AEW, I will say my travel agent, Scott, has been a blessing. In Chicago, you can't check into most hotels until you're 21. So most of the time, yeah, I have my keys ready for me as soon as I land at the airport. And Uber's a girl's best friend.
And like, this isn't like a Nick Wayne situation. Like, Mouse isn't on the payroll right now. Like Nick Wayne's mom is.
Get rides.
That's something I also wanted to mention. Like, I started to do a few matches, and one of the honors of doing that was your dad photographed me, which was, like, to me, one of the coolest things, because anybody who follows independent wrestling has seen his work. How influential was that coming up, having somebody that was so plugged into the wrestling business, not just plugged in, but universally respected as well?
I think truly Mouse is the reason I wrestle. He was my first introduction to pro wrestling, and then anything independent wise, he was the one bringing me to shows. And my first blow up in pro wrestling, I will say, is all thanks to Mouse. He's friends with a friend who was like, "Oh, there's somebody not here today. You got your kid?" And I got thrown into the card. Like, luckily, I've always been up for opportunity, but I will say Mouse helped pave the way for me.
He's got this unique, like, calming presence at a show, too, in his own way.
It's a very unique.
So he's not the guy that will slap you on the shoulder and be like, "Man, it'll be all right." Mm-hmm. But he will bring levity to a situation. Like, I remember he could tell I was nervous backstage. And he came up to me and he goes, "It ain't going to be that bad."
Yeah, he was like, "Come on."
And I was like, okay, that feels a little bit better. But man, this situation that you're facing has come to a head for over a year at this point.
Yep, over a year.
Over a year. Have you been involved in any story within wrestling, even on the independent circuit, that has gone on this long?
No, this has been my longest storyline by far and probably my most intricate. I feel like we've had so many ups and downs throughout me and Athena's history.
And not only that, Athena had mentioned it wasn't supposed to go on that long. Do you remember how this sort of came together and when you thought it was going to end?
So I will say, like, I don't know how much public knowledge this is. MIT only got started when I got a concussion in, like, Lexington. And I couldn't wrestle for a couple weeks. And Tony was like, "Hey, Athena, take care of Billy." And we got thrown together. And that's how MIT got created. And everybody loved it so much, we kept running with it.
Like, she's one of the greatest in-ring performers, like, in the world. Like, what have you picked up along the way? Is she consistently, like, legitimately adding advice, or is she like, "You can figure it out on your own"?
So she will throw me into the fire sometimes, and I think that is for the best because some of the times when she tries to explain things to me, I think she has so much experience, and it's beyond my years currently that I truly don't understand what she's trying to tell me. And she's like, I'm just gonna throw you in this situation and you're gonna figure it out. I know you're smart enough to figure it out.
And I mean, she had to do that as well, an awful lot, I'm sure. But I mean, now, like last year in the Fightful Awards, she ran away with Women's In-Ring Performer of the Year. And I mean, a big part of that was, matches that you all had. How do you feel you have grown since an already great match that you all had?
It's been a full year. I feel like since the ROH TV tournament, I've grown so much as a wrestler. I'm beyond violent. I feel like I'm not going to hesitate this match. I feel like in the previous match, I was truly pretending to be a friend. I was still a friend at the time to Athena, and I think we burnt that bridge.
There's a lot of discussion right now, like what closes the show, what main events. I've heard that it's likely to be you and Athena. I know you can't necessarily comment on that, but what would it mean to you to close a show like ROH Final Battle that is in an arena that I'll say was storied well before you were born?
Yeah, I was like, this building has been around longer than I have, and I can't wait to perform. I don't care if I'm first match or last match, as long as I get to have a great match. I feel like Hammerstein was the perfect location for this. I think it's going to be crazy with the crowd there. I think Hammerstein was the perfect location for our match just because of how much history we have going into this. And how much historical value for ROH Hammerstein truly has.
Yeah, I mean, I watched ECW as a kid from there, and it's such a beautiful venue for wrestling. Like, it looks different, it's unique.
It's
It's
truly a wrestling venue. I feel like it's hard to find a wrestling venue nowadays, and Hammerstein is it.
yeah, it's one of those like where the audience feels like they're right on top of you. And I just love that. I think that's fantastic. Another thing that we have seen you push for was Aliens Exist by Blink-182, a song that existed before you were born. Listen, I'm a big fan of their live album, the Mark, Tom, and Travis Show. It's one of the best live albums of all time, and that's one of the best tracks on that as well. How has Tony responded to that? Has he responded to that? Or are there other hurdles? Because, like, for example, Orange Cassidy couldn't get Jefferson Starship for a while because they wanted some outrageous amount. Then they see the Pixies song blow up again, and they're like, oh, okay, we want a piece of that. Yeah, actually, we do want a whole new generation of fans.
I've said it to Tony to his face. I've said it during media conferences, and I will continue to.
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere, but I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Post about it until I get it. But I don't know if it's happening. I truly don't think I would know until I showed up to the building and heard it playing throughout the arena.
Interesting. Have you ever had like anybody from Blink-182 take notice of that? Because sometimes they do.
Yes, the lead singer actually reached out to me on Twitter and he was like, hey, keep pushing for it, blah, blah, blah. We'll see what we can make happen.
I love that. Was it Mark or Tom?
Tom.
Okay, nice. I
this was over a year ago, though, so don't get your hopes up. This has been in.
But I will say, at least it's
most yapping about it.
It is the lead singer that legitimately believes that aliens exist, which I mean, I do too. But like,
they have to he's, be out there.
We can't be the smartest ones here. If so, the galaxy's in trouble. But like, he's the one that's been very vocal about it. Like, he's the one that's like really been banging that drum. We had a subscriber question that wanted to know how smelly the mascot head is.
Everybody thinks my head stinks. I promise I wash it. There's Febreze. It's supposed to be chaotic. It's supposed to be dirty, grungy. Let's say not dirty, grungy. Grungy is the better term.
I don't think they think your head is smelly. Like, one of my friends was a mascot for our high school, Morehead State Eagles as well. That thing stank, man.
But I feel like they do so much more. I just am wearing it for my entrance. I promise I'm not like doing a full blown match in my giant rabbit head. I would be blind.
That's true. You're not like putting it back on and then walking through the venue with it while you're sweaty. That is a good point. That is a good point. You got to team with Kojima. How was that experience? Because again, he is a wrestler who, had he retired before you were born, he would have probably had a full career.
Yeah. It's nuts. I feel like who I've came in contact with in wrestling is truly mind-boggling to me when I pull up my cage match and I'm like, oh my God, I have been in the ring with this person and they're like a legend. How are you still wrestling? But even like sharing the ring with Shibata before shows, I told Nick Wayne when he got to wrestle Shibata, I was the most jealous person in the world. I was like, this is crazy to me.
Do you be on there reading those cage match reviews?
I'm gonna say no just so I don't have to see anymore.
There are so many. Listen, when I got at it, I was like, please don't. I don't need to see
reviews.
This.
That's what I really need to see.
My reviews are mainly like, yeah, that sucked, but I knew it would, or that match was unoffensive and it was for a good cause. That's usually what it was. We'll give him a pass because it's for charity. It's what charity. Mine are.
Here you go.
But like, for example, you and Athena got incredible ratings. You and Nick Wayne got incredible ratings. It always feels good to read nice things about yourself. Like, it never feels bad to read nice things about yourself.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm very particular. Like, even when people comment nice things about my matches, I'd be like, oh, I hated that part. Why did you like that? You're wrong. And then I can't take in the good part.
It's like, I was watching the Bengals the other day. Joe Burrow's having an MVP season. They won by 2 touchdowns. And he's saying, we sucked. That was embarrassing on the sidelines. Like, you've been at this so long. Are you like a perfectionist? Are you super picky over that?
I don't say that I'm a perfectionist, but a lot of the times watching matches back, I'm just super nitpicky. It's in the moment. Yes, it happened. I'm happy with it. And I will literally take like a week most of the time to watch my matches back just so I don't hate it right away. And then watching it back, I think truly you get to see it from a fan's perspective and you're not in it anymore. So you get to truly feel how it feels for everybody else, like audience wise.
If you could tell yourself, gosh, 5 years ago, you'd be signed to a major company helping lead a brand and possibly closing the show at that brand's main pay-per-view, how would you feel? Like, were you always confident? Like, yeah, I'm going to get a contract and it's going to be pretty early.
Everybody told me since like I was 16, like, oh, you're going to get signed. You're going to get picked up. You're going to disappear. And I never believed it until I was putting pen to paper. And I was like, dang, there is contracts in front of me right now. I have to make a decision. I am beyond blessed with what wrestling has brought me. And if you told 13-year-old Billy Starks that this would be my life right now, she would laugh in your face and be like, you're lying.
Is there anybody that you have been able to relate to? Like, I know Jordan Grace started really young as well.
Jordan's a great example. Actually, Sammy Guevara has been really great, especially at AEW, talking about starting young and evolving in the business slowly but surely.
So, like, that isn't the norm or anything. I mean, we see more people getting into wrestling too old. Like, I remember when Izzy started and people were like, no, absolutely not. You can't be doing
it. I remember this whole situation and Effie also being part of the Izzy stuff and been like, yeah, I'll choke slam child.
Guy's never involved in anything controversial at all. Never at all. But like, when you see somebody like Izzy, is that a person that you would reach out to and be like offer advice, which is wild because you're like, what, 19, 20?
It's one of those things that I truly don't think I should be one of the people giving out advice. Fair. I'm living and learning. So if people reach out to me, I'm always happy to help. But I'm never one of those people who have been like, I'm going to put my foot down and be like, you're doing this wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Billy Starks this Friday, ROH final battle against Athena. You guys can check it out on ROH Honor Club. Billy, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank you so much for repping our area so well. Also,
dude, Kentucky gang.
Bring home that title. Guys, until next time, we're out.
Adios.
Buying pay-per-views on NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to enhance your pay-per-view buying process. Now, one subscription to NordVPN has so many different benefits, but if you're a big pay-per-view buyer like myself, UFC, boxing, pro wrestling, all that good stuff, any combination of the three, if they're doing a fight circus or something like that, this subscription will pay for itself after one or two pay-per-view buys. Change your virtual location, pay for it at the prices that other people are paying for it in the UK, in Australia, etc., etc. And you can get different interfaces. Maybe you don't like Peacock and you want to check out the WWE Network the way that it used to be, the way that it was designed to be, the easy navigation, so on and so forth. Maybe you want to watch AEW without commercials. Maybe there's some other overseas services that you can't subscribe to and you want access to them. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even better, 24/7 tech support. So if you have trouble navigating any of it, they can help you out. Fastest VPN on the planet, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.